Torah 101. We come before His Word with an open heart, and open ears to what He would say to us. In Exodus chapter 30, the final portion of the parasha, Tetzaveh, beginning in verse 1, you are to make an altar on which to burn incense. Make it of acacia wood. It is to be 18 inches square and 3 feet high. Its horns are to be of one piece with it. Overlay it with pure gold. Its top, all around its sides and its horns, and put around it a molding of gold. Here we have the description of the altar of incense. Fragrant, aromatic spices that would fill the Holy of Holies, overlaid with pure gold, intimating that this incense would be of great value. Verse 4, make 2 gold rings for it under its molding at the 2 corners on both sides. This is where the carrying poles will go. Make the poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold. Place it in front of the curtain by the ark for the testimony, in front of the ark cover that is over the testimony, where I will meet with you. Aaron will burn fragrant incense on it as a pleasing aroma every morning. He is to burn it when he prepares the lamps or the menorah. Fragrant incense. We are reminded of the book of Revelation once again, where we have a heavenly scene which matches the earthly scene. Revelation 8 verse 3 tells us, another angel came and stood at the altar with a gold incense bowl, and he was given a large quantity of incense to add to the prayers of all God's people on the gold altar in front of the throne. So there before the throne of God in heaven, there is an altar of incense. The smoke of the incense, it says in Revelation 8, went up with the prayers of God's people from the hand of the angel before God. The incense mixed with the prayers of God's people are stored in golden bowls and offered on a golden altar of incense. So valuable are our communications with the one who sits on the throne, that they are given such value, such emphasis. Doesn't it pull us towards prayer, inspire us towards lifting up our hearts and our needs and our thoughts to Him? He is not a distant Father that's disinterested in hearing from us. As a matter of fact, it seems to be indicating that He waits with expectancy to hear from us. And notice in Exodus 30 that the fragrant incense was a pleasing aroma every morning. Morning, and we'll see, also evening. That the beginning of the day belongs to him. He's our expectant king waiting for us to check in with him, talk to him. The fragrant incense symbolizing the precious nature of our words with him. Aaron, verse 8, is also to burn it when he lights the lamps at dusk. This is the regular burning of incense before Adonai through all your generations. So the first thing in the morning, the incense was to go up. The last thing in the evening, the incense was to go up. It represents our beginning and end of our days. Lifting up our words, lifting up our needs, lifting up our hearts to God through prayer. Verse 9, you are not to offer unauthorized incense on it, or a burnt offering, or a grain offering, and you are not to pour a drink offering on it. Aaron is to make atonement on its horns once a year with the blood of the sin offering of atonement, on the Day of Atonement, that is. He is to make atonement for it once a year through all your generations. It is especially holy to Adonai. The atoning of the altar of incense was a means of covering it with the holiness of God, making it pure, making it to be set apart. A time set apart, Yeshua spoke of praying privately, having a set aside place, which he called your closet, quietly before him, a special place, place of intimacy and quiet, set apart for him, the Holy of Holies within our hearts. This is Torah 101 Daily.